Early noon brought breeze, sunshine and scudding clouds. Simeon and Saxter stood with Fertile and the Mouse Babe on the path outside Redwall, waving goodbye to Blaggett as he shuffled off, sack on shoulder, into the tree shade of Mossflower.
Very well, sir. Don't eat evils too fast.
Goodbye, Mr. Blackguts. Thanks for fixing me boat.
Blaggett turned and winked roguishly.
Happy sailing, mateys. See you again soon, I hope, sir.
He disappeared into the woodlands. Simeon addressed Saxtus.
Well?
Well what, friend Simeon?
Well, what about the feast, friend Saxtus?
The Father Abbot kept a straight face as he replied.
You can stand there all day saying well, or get yourself off to the kitchens and tell the cooks to get started on it.
Simeon felt both his paws grabbed by the two dibbons, and he was whisked off at a run, with Fertile and the Mouse Babe roaring.
Party! Party! It's going to be a party feast!
The great Joseph Bell tolled 3 hours before midnight. Furtively cloaked in a dark-coloured curtain, Tarquin L. Woodsoddle poked his head around the main gateway, which had been left open. One glance confirmed what he was looking for. Ears streaming out behind him, the long-legged hare sprinted for the abbey. He arrived with a bound through the doors of Great Hall.
What ho! They're coming along the path, chaps!
He yelled. Saxtus gazed around at the laden tables of the festive board.
Is everything ready, Sister Sage?
Ready as ever, Father Abbot. As soon as the harvest vegetable soup arrives. Ah, here it is now.
Brother Fingal, assisted by several helpers, wheeled in a trolley, weighted down by a huge steaming cauldron. Halting it in front of the main table, he bowed proudly.
One large pot of harvest vegetable soup, simmered since mid-morning, Father. The best of celery, carrots, cabbage, mushrooms, leeks and white turnips, cooked to perfection.
Tarquin threw off his cloak and gave a smart salute.
Cellar supplies all up and waiting. First barrel of last October's ale tapped. Strawberry cordial, mint tea, dandelion and burdock fizz. Ooh, and a small perkin of blackcurrant wine to keep out the chill. All correct.
Saxtus walked around the tables twice, taking note of everything that had been laid out to welcome back his companions. The centrepiece was a massive moist fruit cake, decorated with sugared maple leaves and surrounded by trifles of various colours, bright red currant, green gooseberry, pale pink rose and delicate woodland violet. Loaves with shining fresh crusts, seeded patterned fowls, cobs and batons, ranged between cheeses of white and yellow. Pies and tarts, apple, bilberry, plum and pear, latticed are open, twinkled, as their fillings caught the candle and lantern lights. The last of the fresh summer salads was laid in flat wooden bowls, chopped and dressed with herbs from the woodlands.